High school basketball on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Let's get back to the gym with Scott Galletti and Brian O'Neill.
Back to action here on the Wingstop Game of the Week. Anaya for Valley has the ball. It's a one-point lead for Valley, 39-38 with 4:10 to play. Left wing Martinez is back into the ball game. Down the lane to Ford, who walked as he lost his footing. Tried to keep control of the ball on the ground, but he was called for a travel. And on the turnover, Atrisco Heritage will get the ball with a chance to take the lead. 39-38, Atrisco Heritage down by one. Way outside is Adrian Ortega. Now down the lane to Rourke out top. Almost walking was Deshaun Lucero. Now walking left wing. Walking against Martinez. Drives to the left corner of the key. Gives the ball to Brooks. Way out for a three. Off the back iron. It was a straightaway three for Brooks. A little too strong. Here comes Jaleel Ford on the right angle. Right wing Anaya on the right base. He drives. Pulls up from 10 and hits. Good shot by Anaya. And Anaya with 13 points. He was a big time scorer in the last game between these two teams before fouling out. 41-38, Valley on top. Here's Rourke on the right wing. Head and shoulder move, and he banks it up and in from the right angle. 41-40 is Rourke with 12 points.
Molina's not a great post defender, and Rourke, once he gets it on the block, is kind of having his way with Molina.
On the left base, Ford banks up and in, and he is fouled as he waited for the contact, put it off the glass, and Jaleel Ford has 6 points, a chance for seven, more importantly for Valley. It re-gives them a three-point lead at 43-40 with 3:06 to play. And Ford, who's instant offense, puts up the free throw. It rattles in there.
And what they're doing, they're putting Ford right in the middle of that zone. You know, he's a tremendous athlete. We saw him go for that dunk early, and he does real well inside against Trisco.
Here's a steal. Softies ahead. The 4-0 slam. Dunk with the right hand. And he puts out the hand saying, hey, get up, guys. And timeout called. Adrian Ortega. Timeout of Trisco Heritage. 2:49 to go here in the third. It is Valley 46 at Trisco 40 on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
High school basketball on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Let's get back to the gym with Scott Galletti and Brian O'Neill.
46-40, back to action is the Trisco Heritage. After the timeout with it, here's Waukee. Gives the ball right corner, three ball by Ortega. That's an air ball. Rebound saved by Martinez to Anaya. Here comes Valley. Anaya on the dribble drive all the way to the left. Laying up and in with the right hand. Joe Anaya with 15 points. It's 48-40, a 7-0 Valley run on the other end. Waukee misses it. The rebound is Teton Saltes, and he is fouled. And the foul's going to go against the Trisco Heritage. But Anaya really going off in this quarter.
Well, got the rebound, went the distance, and he's strong, you know. And then on the other end, Waukee came back really out of control, tried to answer, and just put Trisco in a bad situation, which drew them a foul, and Valley has the basketball.
Devin Peace, his third, team foul number four on Atrisco. There's Anaya, right wing, outside the three-point arc. Gives it on the left wing. Chris Martinez has played a solid game here tonight. Now Salty's on the right baseline drive, runs over a man, and a block is going to be called on one of the Atrisco players. Deshaun Lucero tried to draw the charge on the right base. Couldn't do so. He'll get the personal. So Lucero his first. It's the fifth team foul for Atrisco Heritage. 48-40, a minute 51 to play. Anaya posting up down the lane. He puts it up. No good, but he is fouled. Anaya once again, the good post-up move. And the last time these two teams played, he had 16 points. He had 16 in the first. And the free throw, if he makes it, he'll have 16 now.
Yeah, and he posted up really strong there. I mean, he was either going to get fouled or he was going to make a basket. He was not backing down. Strong kid.
Misses the free throw. Speaking of strong, a little too strong on the foul shot. So Valley with the miss. They are now 10 of 14. And Anaya hits. And Anaya with 16 points on the night. And his season high, 23 against Hope Christian, 49-40. It's an 8-0 Valley run. They lead it. Here's a shot right wing by Brooks. No good. But Peace had a tip. And he puts it up and in. Devin Peace with the putback. Peace with two. It's 49-42. Ball kept alive nicely by Trisco. Minute 23 to go here in the third quarter. Salties, good hand shoulder move on Peace. Right pace. He runs into a man, and that time it's an offensive foul. Salties looking over Joel Coleman saying, hey, what was wrong with that? And Joe putting his hand on his head saying, well, I don't know what was wrong with that, even though he's right next to one of the officials, not knowing what is said down there, but it's a foul on Adana Salties, his first team foul number three.
Keep talking about the Scott and Trisco probably not playing their best game of the season, but they're still hanging around. You know, Valley cannot pull away from these guys, and they're only down seven. We've got about a minute left here in the third quarter, and then they're fine. They're fine right now.